Personal tax filing deadlines, known by everybody. 31st of October for paper and the 31st of January for electronic. And of course, this has been the first year where we've all been required to file after the 31st of October online. How was it for you? According to HMRC, a record number of taxpayers filed their self-assessment tax returns online this year. They reckon that a total of 5.75 million returns were filed online by the 31st of January deadline. And that's a 50% increase on last year. According to their statistics, in all, 67% of self-assessment tax returns were filed online by the deadline this year. 390,000 of those on the busiest day, which was actually the 30th of January. And that's 185,000 more than the previous highest total recorded in the run-up to last year's deadline. Of course, what they don't tell you is that last year it crashed. And as far as I'm aware, it didn't crash this year. And I was indeed working, and I expect most of you were as well, right through to the end of Saturday, the 31st of January, to get the stuff in on time. I love this quote from Mark Holden, director of HMRC's Carter Programme. That sounds great, doesn't it? The Carter Programme, which designed and built the new self-assessment online service. He said, and I quote, "HMRC's self-assessment online service enables people to do business with the government in the way we know they want to." Actually, I don't think we ever saw it that way. I think we were largely forced onto online filing. But I think it's like a lot of these things. Once you're there, you wonder why you didn't do it a few years ago. I filed online this year using HMRC software and a purchased partnership software suite.